Welcome, yogis, to your chakra talk of the day. Today, we are going into the facts and the elements of your third eye. These golden nuggets of information that can add to everything that you're offering and being able to know the background of our energy centers and the characteristics, personalities that allow us to be our human experience through our energy centers. So today, talking about your third eye, the sixth chakra located right between your brow. And in this chakra, we start to create that internal connection. I can actually witness myself. Oh, I am actually able to listen and connect to my inner guidance, to that little voice that is always talking in the back of my mind, giving me information and allowing me to see more in life. And in this connection, we start to see the expansion of everything around us. We start to really witness every being and every particle of life, and being able to really tune in and tune all the way down into the cells and the molecules that create us of who we are. And with that sense of clarity, that we are able to dissect every single aspect and we're able to truly witness what's happening on a logistical side, but also being able to tune into that experience of inner knowing and knowing exactly who you are, what you are meant for, what your purpose of service is, and how you can offer love and joy and this deeper appreciation of life. And when we dive into that appreciation, this eminence of gratitude constantly is surrounding the essence of who we are. And it's where we really tune into that decisive action and being able to witness, commit, understand, and see what the subject is about to bring. And with that clarity, all inner knowing is then used and utilized and really starting to expand through. When we start to discover this logistical self and that inner knowing and taking in that download and being able to receive transmission from this inner guidance and this higher consciousness, we are able to dive into our dream state and dive into our dream land, and also in our wake dream, being able to truly witness your dreams and recall what's going on in the dreams and what those dreams start to offer and what they start to give. Every single layer of a dream can then respond into action in the reality of what is going on while you're awake, while your seeing eyes are open and you're making conscious or unconscious movements and using your words and interacting with life. And when we're able to interpret all of these messages and these downloads, we can start to see not only into our future, but actually how to change our past and change the reaction that we had and change the way that we respond from everything from that moment on, and how we can retrain ourselves into these ultimate beings of forgiveness. Through dreams, we're able to go into imagination. Because our dreams are constantly giving us this visual and this imagery, our imagination starts to run wild. And when it runs wild, it can take you on such beautiful journeys. Whether this is within meditation, whether this is within a guided journey, or say a shamanic drum journey, or even a greeting of the self or going through your chakras. All of this imagery starts to come into play, and we're able to take that particle, that witness experience in that mindset, and draw it out. And through the imagination, anything can happen in life. And they say that if you are bored, you are not looking within. And because the imagination is so powerful, it can take any one person through many different worlds, through many different experiences. And it's almost a space where people tend to want to be more often than not. So imagination can also allow us to start seeing into our future so that we can transcend anything that is not going to be of service of our highest and best 20 minutes from now, 6 months from now, 1 year from now, 50 years from now. And when we're able to truly move and shift energy and transcend any of these limitations that we start to place on ourselves and these weights that we start to hold, and this is where we start to give into that true nature, because the body's starting to delayer, it's starting to shed, it's literally just giving everything off that is no longer of the highest and best of the service of the self. And when we start to delayer, these things can be a very beautiful experience. They can also be very emotional, and they can be very deep. And at that point in time, it's like, ooh, I can tap in a little bit further and see where I can maybe go into different lives and different sources and connect to different people and see the entire realm of what this is that I have held onto. When we create these transcendences and being able to transmute and shift energy, we start to recognize patterns. And when we're able to recognize patterns in ourselves, we adapt into this new awareness, and we're able to say, like, oh, you know, I've repeated this over and over again. I still see this pattern through the different friendships and relationships, and even the way that I do things on a daily basis. When we have patterns, it's part of just the natural rhythm that sometimes just happens. Sometimes it's a lesson that we're still not learning or still not grasping or even softening into. And when we step into that awareness, we start to shift not only our environment, but the environment that is around us and the way that we are perceived in a environment of others and the way that they perceive us in such a way, because your energy is so shifted from that closed in vibration to this really expanded auric center, and all of your energy fields are clearing way and opening for more. So this awareness allows us to also reflect and see what's going on and see how we're able to respond differently, react differently, or even not take on reaction, but simply witness and understand and take in what the actual events are happening and why we don't need to attach to them emotionally, or why our nervous system can actually respond in a healthy manner, and being able to shift the imprint that happens. So that self-awareness then dives in a little bit deeper into the self-realization, and we're able to have belief in our truest, highest self and really know that true nature and who we are at the core, know all of the past, know exactly where we're going, and being able to realize right in the moments of breath that we are here and we are now. And that leads us into our intuition. And our intuition is that deep inner knowing of every single thing, and having trust in everything that is happening, being able to trust the greatness of life, but also being able to trust the corruption and the conspiracies and the theories and the science and the energy and the journey that one had, or the meditation or message that came from source, being able to trust that everything is in the exact alignment of the divine order and that we are right where we need to be at all times. And at that moment in time, that's where our gifts start to set in. So the third eye is a very powerful and amazing portion of energy that sits right for there, right between the eyebrows, for us to recognize ourselves. So as you dive in a little bit deeper, we have the connections to colors. And colors can vary with the third eye. Anything from indigo to even a iridescent purple, violet. There's even said that it's a clear or iridescent color. So being able to understand your perception of your third eye and what it's creating for you. The self-reflection in the shadow is illusion, and the I can't and I won't, and the veil of what life is, and why we sometimes listen to sources that maybe don't have the best interest of our best interest. And we start to identify with the shut off and the wool over the eyes kind of thing. So being able to shift out of that and tune into the function of the third eye, which is being able to truly see clearly. And it identifies with the element of light and is connected to also the feelings of what light gives. So if it's like bright or dark, and how we shift and how our minds actually shift with the light throughout the time of day, and how our awareness shifts throughout different portions from following different patterns of light, from complete darkness to complete full light, and what our moods and different senses actually shift because of light and that frequency of light, and how much more starts to give off through the experience of literally seeing light. The deeper shadow is also being completely unaware of oneself and having that, in a sense, sleeping fact. So in your journey, there's a space of being awake, and there's a space of being in dreamlike, and there's a space of being in deep sleep. And in that deep sleep, we are very shut off from the third eye. The sense is touch. So we're able to connect and touch, and this is how we're able to see different elements as well, and why we're able to feel and bring all of this energy to life. The third eye is also connected to the owl, so the sacred bird, the owl. And the celestial planets are Neptune and Jupiter. And the corresponding mantra is I see. So your affirmations that you start to speak with yourself, being able to connect right into the third eye by speaking I see. The yoga path that you can take to really open the third eye is through yantra, and this is through sacred geometry. And one of my favorite yantras is the Sri Yantra, and being able to see the connections of all of lives and seeing the triangles and being able to focus through the triangles and seeing the geometry to expand the enlightenment of the rising of who we are in the divine feminine and divine masculine energies. So there's so many amazing sacred geometry outlines out there, and I highly suggest diving into some and seeing what calls to you and what you're able to connect with, because it's really fascinating and it's a beautiful experience. The gland that is connected to our third eye is the pineal gland. And in this host, this is a light sensitive organ, and it acts like a light meter for the body. So it produces melatonin, and it's a neurotransmitter for the melatonin and serotonin. So serotonin is found mostly in the digestive system, although it's also in blood platelets and throughout the central nervous system. Where we get serotonin from is made from amino acids, and it's coming from our diet. So where we're able to bring in serotonin and reproduce serotonin in our body is all about the way that we're eating and being able to eat essential foods to truly protect and open and keep the pineal active and engaged so that we are always in tune with our inner knowing. So, essential wellness for your intuitiveness is being able to eat well, drink filtered water that does not have fluoride or chlorine in it, and also watching out for what you're putting on your body and knowing what your body can take in and the toxins that are in the chemicals that are placed in things and the preservatives that are in things that can all affect the pineal gland. Even drinking certain beverages can actually shut off and calcify portions of the brain and start to calcify the pineal gland. A high meat diet can actually start to calcify portions of the pineal gland as well. So all of these are in a scientifical based space. However, knowing that if you are feeding yourself through a vibrational diet versus, oh, I'm eating this because, oh, it's a cookie and it tastes good, or oh, it's my grandma's favorite recipe and it's what I want to eat a lot of every single time I go and visit her, which is every week, it also allows people to shift into that vibrational food and feeding the vessel to its optimal power. So it's like putting the best gasoline in your car and taking your maintenance for your car to the next level so that it can work at its optimal space. Creativity allows the third eye to really open. And when we are connected to our sacral chakra, the third eye starts to tune into that so that we can bring that creative energy up and being able to expand it out through visionary and being able to use imagery to see what's going on within this experience of our sacral chakra opening up and wanting to have all of these ideas floating around and taking those thoughts, and the third eye will take that thought and then see the whole future plan of how that thought can be brought to life and seeing the, okay, this might work, this might not work, this definitely won't work, and being able to pull everything into place so that it can then be taken from the mind in through speech and out so that the vibrational pattern can start to expand so that it becomes a reality. And as this manifestation always is shifting and moving out of the body, the intuitive nature of listening to those ideas and listening to what is going to work and how you can get there and what is calling to you and who are the people you are to meet and who are the people that are going to come into your life and what drives you into that purpose. Having a good memory is a portion of the pineal gland, and being able to recall different aspects of maybe this life or past lives or seeing into future or being able to understand the steps of life and what's going on and why they have taken you through the different elements of your world. It's also where we can connect to astral projection, and using imagery allows us to really, really open up that symbolic connection and see the different lines and patterns of life, and being able to see the stars connect and find the grids of life and that sacred geometry that we were talking about. And when that happens, you might start seeing numbers and patterns. So like 1111 and 222 or 999 or 555 or in doubles or even in up to six in a row. When you start to see and connect to all of these different vibrational sources, you can connect them to the angelic series and knowing what the universe is saying and what's going on and what's calling to you in that moment and being able to create that symbolization through what you are actually witnessing. Journeys, being able to go far and vast and wide to anywhere you ever want to go just within your mind, because you've probably already been there. If you're able to see into your imagery and not even know what this place is, but it's a place that it feels familiar and it feels as if you've been there, it's because these are our pasts coming out. And it could even be a reminder of where you have been. And even if you have seen it on TV, then it'll shift what you saw and put it into perspective of what you've actually seen. So the third eye is a really cool tool to get to know why we are constantly in a state of daydreaming or wandering into a astral world of life and getting to know the different journeys. When we grow into our chakra, we start to see what happens in the balance and the imbalance of the chakra and how the energy starts to shift and how it starts to change. With this, we start to connect to the Bija mantra and the sound of Om and being able to dive deeply down into your Om and surrender to that universal sound and just repeat it over and over and over. It expands the balance of your third eye and allowing that mantra to really take on and lift up everything that you're doing. It allows that deep inner knowing to expand and it allows the aura to expand. It starts to shift the energy around you into this clear and smooth, vibrant, energetic field. And we have so many layers of our aura that every single time we speak the words of Om and use the mantra, it starts to vibrate every single layer of who we are from the depth of our heart all the way out and expanding the vibration of love. And the frequency that connects to your third eye is between 426.7, which is the light frequency that comes in, and the clairvoyance frequency of 852 hertz. And you can connect to the different hertz through sound waves and listening to different beats and working on frequency tones, even sound bowls or tuning forks. All of these connect there. And it's also connected to the keynote of A. And your third eye truly means beyond wisdom. And it's where your sixth sense starts to play in and where your gifts of the unseen world play. So this could be your Reiki. It could be, you know, your connection to plants, your connection to animals, your connection to children, or even being able to work with people's emotions or work with their constitution and having natural abilities to see all of these different gifts. And our sixth sense is our intuition and our knowing and that proprioception of knowing everything around you and being able to know exactly where everything is at all times. So the medium light, when you connect to that higher source, the higher good of other people connects and you connect to what a person actually is without all of their heavy baggage, and they can actually put this baggage down one day if they want to, and then they can be this higher light self that you can see. When we connect our higher self to another person's higher self, this is how we start to channel in who they actually are and start to forgive them for their experience and their reaction in life. And that channel allows us to constantly re-energize our vessel, our filters, and reconnect into that higher source and that higher awakening. When our third eye is in balance, we are intuitive and we are perceptive. We have an amazing imaginary place, but knowing exactly what is reality, what is fantasy, where the line between the two meets, and how to live in that harmonious space. Having a good memory, good dream recall, able to think symbolically, and able to visualize. And ways to stay in your third eye and have this healthy vibrational system, being able to work with your affirmations and what your affirmations are. And the first one is I see. You can repeat these to yourself, or you can speak them out loud, or you can simply take in the vibration as I read them out loud to you. So the first one is I see, and this is simply being able to connect into your third eye and maybe even close your seeing eyes so that you can see through the third eye and open into the vibration of that energy center. I listen to my deepest wisdom. I seek to understand and to learn from my life's experiences. I am wise, intuitive, and connected to my inner guide. I nurture my spirit. I listen to the wisdom of elders. I trust my intuition. I forgive the past and learn what was there for me to learn. I forgive myself. I love and accept myself. I know that all is well in my world. I am connected with the wisdom of the universe. I am open to inspiration and bliss. My life moves effortlessly. I am the source of my truth and my love. I recognize wisdom comes from within. I see all situations with clarity and objectivity. I am open to inner guidance. The knowledge of the universe is within me. I am peace. Taking a deep breath in. Allowing these affirmations to settle in so that you are lifting your energetic vibration through the words that you speak to yourself. And anytime that you feel connected to go back and repeat any affirmations, this is a great practice to continue with. When our chakras start to shift in energy, we sometimes become a little underactive, a little overactive, and manifestations can set in. So some of the manifestations that are connected to our third eye are migraines and headaches, and knowing the emotional status that comes from these different symptoms. And when we have headaches or migraines, it's at times where we're not listening to our higher self. And when we're not listening to our higher self, we start to literally get a headache. So, other symptoms that happen are sinus issues, especially in the upper sinuses, and constant sinusitis. blindness or even depletion of sight. Sciatica, and which is connected to source beliefs or negative connotation of beliefs or religion, and also connected to living within the past experience. Other manifestations start to create even bigger things, such as seeing stars or having problems with the brain recall or memory recall, and start to have vision impairments and have issues connecting to shape or color and even depth perception. Different experiences with seizures and becoming light sensitive or stroke-like experiences and different styles of migraines can all manifest in either underactive or overactive energy to our third eye. So underactive would connect to no imagination or visualization skills, non-assertiveness, misrepresented memories or repressed memories, difficulty changing one's mind and only seeing one side of a story, and everything has to be their way and their way only, and in a sense of control. Other energy can sometimes cannot see the outcome or the ramifications of one's actions. At an underactive state, one might witness where they can't learn from their mistakes, or they keep repeating the same things over and over, and they're constantly repeating the same patterns and having the same patterns every single day or every single experience that continues to unfold. A undisciplined or weak-willed space of self-knowing. Afraid of success can happen in an underactive third eye. Unable to set goals. Even ADD is a deficiency in the underactive of the third eye. Inability to plan or see the future or see what else is out there, having that narrow mindset or closed-minded sense. Also, denial in what is going on in life or seeing the patterns and saying, no, this is not this. It can also being able to be stuck in the past. And when we're stuck in the past, it creates a space for deep rest and can lead into depression. So come back to the future or come back to your present so that you don't move into the future and create that bouncing ball between anxiety and depression, which can be an imbalance of the third eye as well. So other things that you can work with so that you can bring it back to balance is amethyst and moonstone and different essential oils that can help our clary sage. And you can use this as a liquid, you can make an essential oil from it, you can make a flower essence from it, you can make imprint, you can burn this. All sorts of different things can happen with clary sage. When you have overactive energy, this can happen with lack of concentration, mind fidgeting, obsessiveness, even night terrors, spending too much time on self-evaluation without any result. This is also where like OCD, self-criticism, and really narrow focus on flaw or something that is uncomfortable and constantly staying in that space of non-flexibility of seeing something more. As overactive can happen, often one might see a hard space in religion and that there is only one point and only one side, and over analytical, missing the main focus because of that analytical thought process. in overactive energy, delusions or hallucinations can happen. And also obsession with psychic visions or even obsession with spiritual, what we call materialism, and having obsession with going to, you know, having someone read their tarot cards or constantly having somebody tell them about their life path and seeking healers all the time versus coming back within and going into that third eye and knowing what is there so that they can shift into themselves instead of constantly looking outward. A great crystal to help balance this overactive is lapis lazuli and also watermelon tourmaline, which is a really, really beautiful stone. Lavender is a great, great herb, plant, flower, all of the things that you can use. You can use essential oils and have them around your house, even just having the plant in your garden or having one in your home that's alive is such an amazing vibrational plant to have nearby. So to bring into balance, definitely drinking enough water, getting enough sleep. Sleep is a super critical component for your balance of your third eye, and making sure that you get enough hours of sleep every single night and having consistency. When you're not consistent with in how much you're sleeping and when you're sleeping and what your patterns are during your sleep time, and knowing exactly what your doshic aspect and your constitution and even your personality needs for sleep. So sleep is a big deal for the third eye. Meditation and concentration are the portions of balance for the third eye. So concentration is being able to totally turn off all the outward senses and go within so that you can concentrate within yourself, and then that will lead to your meditation. So trying breathing exercises, working with guided meditation, guided breath work, different even screens. There's lots of different apps that help with concentration. You can also stop watching the screen and turn off all appliances and all electronics and sit in the beauty of nature and connect into that way. But there are also lots and lots and lots of guided meditations, and Insight Timer is a really great app that has tons and tons of amazing, anything that you could ever dream of is on there. So guided meditations are a great way to tune in with your imagery, tune in with reconnecting your mind source and repatterning your brain. Also making sure that you get enough vitamin D, making sure that you're going outside and getting 20 minutes of unfiltered light, which is no sunglasses, no car, being outside without anything on, even if you have contact lenses, being able to take them out and be outside, whether that's just sitting on your front porch, having your morning coffee, or sitting on your front, you know, going out for a walk, or whatever it is, but having at least 20 minutes of sunlight that has no UV shield so that you can bring it in. Other things that can help is your hydration, working with different supplements and getting enough B12. Also to help stay in balance is working with different elements such as apple cider vinegar to clear out the pH and rebalance the pH of the body and start recalling what's going on. Do a memory game, start journaling and being able to take all of the thoughts within the mind, get them through the body and shift the energy through a pen and out so that you can constantly be in a state of renewal and resource. So if all of your thoughts and ideas and all of these amazing things go on in your head, as soon as you get them on a piece of paper, then you clear room for more. You start to bring everything out that might not even need to get done, but it was there and it was clogging up space for more energy. So healing practices, so many different things. Artwork, being able to move and groove with your eyes closed. And maybe even go into your yoga practice with your eyes closed and trust your inner knowing of how to move. Drawing and coloring, and other visual stimulations. When we do fall into an overactive or underactive placement of our energy, it's typically through some sort of little trauma, big trauma, experience, stressors, different things can happen. And over time, invalidation of one's feelings can start to create a disbalance, an out of balance experience for the energy of the body. And also what you're not aligning with but are being forced into. So this could be something with a job or through school or through friends or coworkers. So you can being able to realign yourself into where your values are and how you can hold yourself in your own space during that time as you shift either away from or shift into what you need to be doing. Tuning into your inner child and being aware of everything that is going on, because that inner child at one point in time was frightened, and that's where an imprint has taken on that will start to shed energy either on an overactive or underactive vibration for the chakra center. Things like deja vu or other psychic experiences that get shut down, or visions or even messages, and having people take that away and sharing different aspects of, oh, that was just your imagination, that was not real. And even though it felt so real and you had this deep knowing, we over time are conditioned to not listen to anything unless it is from science or from the news or from whoever wrote the textbook or whatever history has said, instead of listening to, oh, I've actually experienced this before, and oh, this reminds me of something because I've already done this. Oh, okay, let me relive and relearn. So being able to reconnect into the healing practice of where the light is and drawing into the high vitality of your energy center. You can also connect to your eight limbs, which are Dharana and Dhyana, which is your internal focus and your self-reflection or meditation. So those are amazing tools to work with your third eye. And again, this is just an overview of what your third eye can do. There is so much more, and you can dive in for hours, days, years of learning, and I hope you keep learning and keep enjoying. Have a great and beautiful day. Namaste.